service begins with the introit on your bulletin insert. We stand. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him. Or you have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger.
God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward man.
We praise you,
we bless you, we worship you,
we glorify you,
we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father,
God, Heavenly Father, who allowed your dear Son, Jesus Christ, to become a stranger and sojourner in Egypt for our sake, and led him safely home to his fatherland, mercifully grant that we poor sinners, who are strangers and sojourners in this perilous world, may finally come to our true home and fatherland to live in joy and glory. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Christmas is from the 46th chapter
of the book of Genesis. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to God, to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the vision of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes." Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives in the carts which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. This is the word of the Lord.
O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles, to give glory to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name.
The epistle is from the fourth chapter of 1 Peter. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinners appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you,
Now when the Magi had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and was warned by God in a dream. He turned aside from the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city of Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The hymn is in your white bulletin insert.
I'm
Our sermon text is from Matthew chapter 2, the end of verse 15, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son," says our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
During his 33-year reign, Herod the Great was responsible for many major building projects, including the rebuilding of the Jerusalem temple, several aqueducts, and the Herodium, a massive fortress of such. However, you don't stay in power long without also being a ruthless ruler. And so, in his desire to squelch any possible ascendant to the throne, He murdered his wife, he murdered three sons, brother-in-law, mother-in-law, uncle, and many others. Today's account, which includes the murder of many infant boys in Bethlehem, gained him the title Christmas Monster. This secular ruler sought to destroy Christ and subvert his rule. When the Magi arrived in Jerusalem, the chief priest and the scribe announced God's plan when they quoted Micah chapter 5, it says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." So Herod sought to prevent Christ's reign, but he was unable. The Christ escaped during the night and fled safely to Egypt. The three times in today's 11 verses, the text says that the scriptures were fulfilled. You see, there are great enemies of the Christ and his church, but the scripture must be fulfilled. Though God announces everything ahead of time, none of the enemies are able to stop his plan foretold in God's holy word. The scriptures must be fulfilled. With today's text, we see, in hindsight, that despite all their evil actions, God was orchestrating his plan and purpose. The Magi bring expensive gifts, which can be used to finance the trip to Egypt for a poor Jewish family. The Jewish leaders in Christ's church were informed by the Gentiles. They came from far away, but they let them know that the Christ was born. The inhabitants of Bethlehem did not know about the Christ who had been born in their town and now was living among them. Therefore, when the caravan of Magi came into their sleepy little town, it stirred up their interest for sure. When they visited a little small house there, and then, by the next morning, the Magi were gone. They had headed back to Babylon by another way, as they were directed by an angel. And, informed by an angel, the Holy Family got up during the night. They're not there either. They were gone without a trace. In all of that commotion, of course, that aroused their interest. But I'm sure when the next morning it was so quiet, it left many wondering what happened. They found out. A day, 2 days max. Finally, when Herod sent soldiers house to house, ruthlessly murdering those infant boys, there was not a soul in Bethlehem who didn't know about the prophecy and the birth of the Christ. In the death of those little boys and the tears of their mother, Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled. The prophecy of Jeremiah was fulfilled. Mothers weeping for their children. After a few years in Egypt, the Jewish historian tells us that Herod died a horrible, rotting death. He divided up his kingdom among his three sons, One of his sons, named Archelaus, ruled in Judea and Samaria for about 10 years. He was also cruel and, well, tyrannical. When Joseph was bringing the Holy Family back from Egypt, he wants to go back to Bethlehem. There he could raise the Messiah, close to Jerusalem, close to the temple. However, God's plan in the Holy Scriptures must be fulfilled. So an angel warns Joseph not to go back to Bethlehem. You see, Archelaus had murdered or massacred 3,000 Jews, those who had rebelled against him when they tore down the eagles' images that were placed there at the temple. And so once again, for the third time in the text, we find that God's word, his prophecies, were fulfilled. Matthew 2:23, and he, Joseph, came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Due to the number of foreign-born Gentiles living there, those who lived in Nazareth were not well respected at all. You've surely heard the saying, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, the Heavenly Father had foretold that his son would be despised and rejected. Thus he needed to live in a town. Living in the despised city of Nazareth was always a part of God's plan. The scriptures must be fulfilled. So what does this mean? What does this mean for us today? First of all, the triune God has revealed to us his will and his purpose in the Holy Scriptures. Three times in this text, it emphasizes that the scriptures were fulfilled, and our God has given to us many promises in his word. You can be 100% sure that each and every one of them will be fulfilled. God is highly concerned that he remains true to his word, to each and every promise found in his holy word. If our Heavenly Father promises to forgive you your sins through the work of his Son, it will happen just as he said it would. If God promises to save all who believe and are baptized, then each and every one of those will enjoy an eternal heavenly paradise. If our God promises to sustain and protect you in body and soul, then you should not doubt nor wonder whether his holy word will happen. No need to worry. God will do it. If God tells you that his body and blood are under the forms of bread and wine, and they will give you forgiveness, then God is faithful, and he will do it. God's word will be fulfilled. Second, we should not be surprised at the opponents who attack Christ's church. You see, there have always been enemies who have attacked Christ's church. Cain killed Abel. Pharaoh sought to capture and re-enslave God's people. Laban would have attacked fleeing Abraham. Herod and Archelaus thought they could eliminate the church. And today's epistle says, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. No, we ought to expect it. And there are many today who deny that God created the world, and thus they promote a godless evolution by random choice. There are those like the Anti-Defamation League, which would seek to squelch any proclamation of the Christ as the world's only Savior. They want to be put on an equal level. No, no. Rulers, there are those who seek to shut down Christian worship as unessential, maybe even harmful. Parental responsibility to raise their children in the faith is being subverted. Christian teachings and practices are being challenged and prosecuted. In other countries, Christian villages are being attacked by Muslim and Hindu militia. And then, supposedly, Christian men are retaliating with revenge and murder. We should not be surprised that these things are going on. Third, we should know that their evil plan and purpose cannot defeat God's plan, nor can they destroy Christ's church. Like Joseph, we should follow God's revealed will and guidance. Our triune God will guard and protect us from all harm and danger. Now, yes, there are times when we must stand firm. We must refuse to budge. But there are other times when we are to flee from danger if God so provides a way out. You see, our God has promised that He will protect His church, His holy believers. Matthew 16. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. They cannot defeat Christ's church. You are a believer in His church, and God will protect. God has also promised to protect each one of us individually. Psalm 91. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. You see, our God has told us that we ought to know that our Savior, having lived among us in these great dangers, so that He can sympathize with our struggles. Furthermore, just as God protected Him, so we have God's watchful hand guiding us. He has even invited us to pray to Him for help. Hebrews 4 says this, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Come to God in our prayers boldly, because we know He will provide help through means of those prayers. Fourthly, we must know that God uses means by which He provides for our strengthening and our protection. He works through means. He has provided earthly means. Joseph was appointed as the husband of Mary and the father of Jesus in order that he might protect the Holy Family. Fathers, do your vocation. Work and provide for your families. Lead your families in the daily devotions of God's Word. Wives, work together with your husbands as helpmates to provide a Christian household. Bring up those children in the faith. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Citizens, pray for your leaders. Submit to their lawful authority. If you are commanded to sin and must choose between God and man, choose God. Obey Him. Our God has also provided spiritual means to sustain your faith. He's given pastors and preachers that you might be taught. He has given us His Word, baptism, Lord's Supper, and holy absolution. Do not neglect the means that He has given. Do not give up meeting together, the meeting together of Christ's church. It is here, in the study of God's Word and in the receiving of the divine service, that God is strengthening your faith. And God has made a promise, and He will fulfill His holy word. John 8, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And in verse 51, "Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Even as the promise for those holy infants that were killed, there was a promise that they shall come back from that land. For having been circumcised and entrusted to the Holy Word, they were saved. Commit your soul to God, even as you continue to do good to all men. And your faithful Creator, the one who has promised, will faithfully keep his holy word to protect and sustain you until he brings you home. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me. We stand. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you graciously protected your Son by directing the Holy Family's flight into Egypt, and you further directed him to return to Israel that he might be our sacrifice for sin. We give you thanks for your direction, and we ask that you would grant to all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, that they would comfort their people with the victory of Jesus Christ, so that we would all entrust ourselves to your will and continue to lead holy lives, trusting in your word. Grant that the members of your church would heed your direction to flee to the comfort of your word, baptism, absolution, and Lord's Supper during our temptations and in the midst of persecution. Give to the children attending our learning center godly parents who will protect their children through the teaching of God's word. Uphold our director Keeley and our staff. We ask this day that you would bless Salem Lutheran Church and their pastors, James and Anthony, and that you would watch over them. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask, O Lord, that the world's governments may remember that you have established their rule and reign, and that they may permit the proclamation of the tidings of Jesus Christ. Direct and protect our military personnel, those scattered throughout the world, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and those who work in law enforcement, especially Daniel and Alex. We ask that the elected and appointed leaders of this community, the mayor, city manager, city council, county officials, and judges, may be granted wise hearts to discern between good and evil in the conduct of their offices. We ask that your hand may guide the individual legal immigrants and the immigrant communities of this nation as they arrive and settle them in this new land, and that the church would gather them into its home and way of life. We also ask that the hospitals and social service agencies of this community, through their service to the sick, the unemployed, the poor, the troubled, and the dying, may calm the weeping and fill all whom they serve with wisdom and understanding. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless Carolyn, our shut-in, and Violet, our elderly. Provide for the needs of Kevin and Victor and Marcia and Brad, Gib, Howard, and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Laura, Joyce, Mona, and Don. We ask also that you would keep mother and child, Jade, safe until the birth. We ask also that you would be with our students, with Sarah and Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory. That seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God,
this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
And His mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Let the soul with gladsome voice praise the God.